This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back in studio once again, first time in 2023, we've got Emma Silvers, former HeadGum intern, current Hollywood powerhouse, and George Saba.
I'm also sort of a Hollywood, like, I'm at least a house.
You're at least
He's
a former
He's in trousers.
I am in trousers.
Morning.
I'm in trousers from Neoity.
Okay. What was that?
Neoity, N-E-O-I-T-Y. It is a little boutique in
Did you decide that's how it's pronounced?
How would you pronounce it? N-E-O-I-T-Y.
Neo-itty.
Oh, and yours is cooler. Yeah, yours is way cooler.
Well, at some point,
Neo-day.
I will say...
Neo-day.
Sorry,
Neo-day.
Well, excuse me, actually. Excuse me just 1 second.
Sorry.
At one point during the show, I'm going to ask you to stand up and give a spin so we can see that ass. Sure.
Yeah, he looks good in them. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This is the nicest you've been
all day. What do you mean?
And it's all thanks to Neo-day.
This episode is sponsored by Neody with promo code What's That? You can get 50% off your pants at Neody.
Well, if anyone's wondering why this doesn't look like it usually does, it's because Casey took the video interface and flew to New York with it.
I know Jeffrey looks really chill and cool in his glasses, but he's been spiraling.
It's just that we have a studio in New York with the same interface.
Yeah.
With the same exact video interface. Unless it was broken. Unless the interface in New York was broken, in which case I'm so sorry, Casey. But if it wasn't, I don't know why they need two.
I wonder why, because you called about it to find out it was in New York. And sure. If I were on the other line of that call, I would say, oh, it's because the New York one's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't say that.
They didn't say that.
Yeah.
So I would assume that it was all fine and, well, good. We've got a lot to get to today. Emma, you've never heard the show.
Never.
So.
I said, tell me what to expect, and you said, come camera ready.
This is the thing. By the way, people don't like when I just have my actual real life friends on the show because I'm less mean to you guys.
Because we're no one?
No, it's that, well, here's, well, I'm I guess not they no liked one. Corey and they liked George.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, can you believe it? They like me.
No, people don't like it because I'm usually not as mean to y'all.
So wait, can I get the conceit of the show? You're mean to everyone?
Do you want to hear the elevator pitch?
Mm-hmm.
It's 45 minutes of mean-spirited pop culture discussion. I already fucked it up.
It's wait, take it again.
It's a long elevator ride.
Take it again.
it's like a billionaire's row at elevator ride.
Yeah.
It's 45 minutes of pop culture discussion, mean-spirited games and quizzes, and gotcha journalism. Your information will be doxed, and it's basically...
I love it. Be mean to me.
It's like Between Two Ferns meets Taskmaster.
I don't know that second reference.
Taskmaster is great. Do you know Taskmaster?
Why does everybody say that? Because this show is not like Taskmaster.
Have you watched Taskmaster?
Wait, what is Taskmaster?
I love Taskmaster. It's a British panel show. It's where they just make them do tasks, and it's so much more endearing than what, like, the American version could ever be.
Which is, by the way, this.
Yeah.
Certainly. Well, they did an American Taskmaster that didn't really stick.
All right.
But it's like, I don't know, the British comedians are so much more endearing about it because it feels like they're not as thirsty for attention, and it's also hour long.
Sure.
So they have the
George's
time to
whole
play.
Thing is that he loves Europe.
I do.
I'm European.
Guess where I'm going next week?
Where are you going in Europe?
I'm going
Copenhagen.
Oh, you were so close. I'm going to London and Paris.
He's really gone outside the box.
I have
these
cousins.
Two unknown cities.
I have cousins.
And are
in
they
London.
In Paris or London?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were just saying, I have cousins. That's, you said it like Oprah giving away a gift.
I thought I was saying it like George Costanza.
Wait. I want you to be like mean.
Oh, that'll come naturally. Okay. By the way, you're like, this isn't your house. You know what I mean? Like, it's not your domain. So, like, don't, like,
you're
try
right,
to push
right,
the
you're
show
right,
along.
You're right. Let it go. Yeah. Let it go.
Let it come.
Do people ever kick their legs up on this coffee table? I feel like I never see that.
People haven't. Do you want to be the first to test it out? Table rigs. Emma, I don't know if I introduced you in the way that you wanted me to. I didn't say your credits.
I don't need you to say my credits.
Okay.
I'm just I'm a good vibe. No, I'm a cool person and good person
to
be around.
That's what you want
to
put out.
Yeah, no, I'm a good person to be around. I'm a good friend. I'm a Leo.
I didn't even finish my thought about... We're shooting these on two iPhones that are sitting on chairs. So thanks a lot, HeadGum. It's called the HeadGum Podcast, and they don't give me any help or any notice. Casey taught me how to use the studio, so I was like, great. Studio's always set up. 2 years straight, it's been set up. I'll come in on a Saturday so I don't bother anyone and record a podcast with my friends. We walk in, and now there's two
I walked into a really crazy energy. It was a really crazy energy. And I'm energetically sensitive. I'm really good at picking up on energies. It was crazy in here.
You should be on Senior Superlatives.
What's that? Sorry, is that another HeadGum podcast? Wait, that's... I actually have seen... I have seen...
The week. Daniel Craig is out as 007, so every week until the next James is cast, we're lobbing up our pick for the next Bond. What do you guys got? Who are you guys going with? I can also start if you're nervous.
I want to go last.
Okay, I'm going to say Bryce James.
Who is that?
That's LeBron's youngest son.
Not the one that's conversations around.
That's what I'm saying is Bronny's the talk of the town. Mm. He's the talk of the nation. He's going to play in the NBA probably. Bryce, not as good at basketball, doesn't even have as much of a personality as Bronny. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if he kind of sees how he fares overseas as James. He's already, you know.
How old is he?
It's time for a Bryce James Bond. What's that?
How old is he?
I think he's 12.
And out of curiosity, how the game works, is it has said James in the name?
It does not.
Okay.
It can be anyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying... What's going to, like, endear me to people?
Yeah. You got to keep those thoughts inside. Because we're all thinking that at the same time.
Because it's like, are people going to like me if I say, like, I think Megan from Megan should be the Bond?
No, George.
Haven't seen Megan.
It's come and gone, love.
What's the hot thing? Infinity pool? I want the goo.
The chain, the collar, the leash.
What? Oh, is that? I haven't seen Infinity.
Wait, stop bringing up references you don't know.
No, you said it.
Okay, so wait, which one? Sorry, is it Megan from Megan, or is it the
or is it Megan?
Oh, that was so stupid. That was a really good impression, though. I got him. It was a really good micro impression.
You're being too nice to him. You're being so nice.
I love him. I hate you.
It's Stockholm Syndrome. People rarely get there in an episode.
We were out last week. My sister was visiting. Emma turned to my sister and pointed to me and said, we hate him.
Did I say that?
We were at the Grand.
Don't not remember the Grand.
Wait, but of course remember the Grand, but why did I say that?
I felt like it was apropos.
Wait, that's crazy. I feel like, did I do that? I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I just been thinking about it.
Okay.
Who's your Bond of the week?
Wait, and who's his?
Megan, the doll from the
right,
movie
right, right.
Megan.
Or Megan.
Or Josh Peck saying,
Megan.
Yeah.
Both of you are getting further and further from the impression.
Yeah, my first one was better.
Yours that was really like, good. I knew I wouldn't
You just
able
did like Bane. Okay.
Did I ever show you my character Anthony Bourbain?
What was it?
I was born in a kitchen.
That's so stupid.
And then this is him. This is Anthony Bourbain at
Squirrel.
I was born in a kitchen, molded by it.
That is such a niche jam reference.
That was so stupid. That was right. That was just for me. That was just for me.
I was also kind of for George, and he didn't like it at all.
Well, I just know it's from a sketch we did 2 years ago.
That's
Can
true.
I just say, there's two camera angles. One is just the soles of your feet.
An earlier camera angle was just Jeffrey's knee.
Yeah. We should say that the molded by it joke was because...
No, you only jokes. Don't explain it. They get it. They get it. They don't. They, don't.
They definitely don't get it. Most people who listen to the show do not live here.
What view? How many listens are you getting?
A week. That's not true. Between
you get stage fright for the rest of the podcast.
Really, like about 15 people listen to this. Sorry, no offense. I know you are successful and good at podcasting.
How many listeners do you have to get such that they remember to leave the important piece of equipment that you're able to record in the studio?
That remains to be seen. I think it's more just that people don't like me personally. Like, it could be a million listens a week and they just would not, you know.
Rank?
Yeah. Is your tank top cream?
Yeah.
I really like it.
I got it from Gimme Danger. More local LA. This is also why people don't like when I have my friends on, because we just talk about our actual lives.
Wait, where's Gimme Danger?
It's on Sunset and Coronado.
It's on the side of a cliff.
nice.
Thank you. Wait, I'm curious if you rank all the shows on HeadGum.
Daddy, chill.
I want you in earnest to rank them in quality and also literal amount of listens they get.
Like an amalgam of both of those things? Like a new metric? That
no, two. I want two
rankings. Two different rankings.
Yeah.
I don't know the numbers, but if I had to guess listenership, it would be Doughboys. Oh, no, sorry. It's NADPOD, Doughboys, If I Were You.
You're going to do this?
Those are the top three. Okay. I don't fucking know beyond that. I know Perfect Person has a lot, too, which is the new one with Biles Bonsignore. Shout out. But in terms of what I like?
Yeah.
What's your favorite podcast? What's your favorite podcast? It doesn't have to be HeadGum.
Oh, Hollywood Handbook.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me laugh out loud every episode.
Yeah.
The one they did with Adam DeMarco was so good.
I love Adam DeMarco. Good.
Yeah, he's
who is that guy? Is that your bond of the week, Adam DeMarco?
He's so skinny.
Okay, my bond of the week, I'm like, my brain is so broken. Can I tell you who immediately came to mind? I don't know if either of you will get this reference.
Okay, hit it.
There's
you make
a guy,
another Drake and Josh
there's
reference.
There's a guy from an old YouTube video where he's, or a, like old Vine, I want to say. Maybe it's TikTok. I don't know when it was from, but he has high-waisted pants. He's like hunched over. He's really short. He's screaming in the park. Do you guys
oh
know?
My God, in New York?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Him. That's my bond of the week.
And for those who don't know, I'll put him up right here.
Thank you.
That's very funny. Does he do his own stunts for the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Megan would do her own stunts.
We have to move on. I cannot stress enough how much we have to get to.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm having fun, you guys. Are you having fun?
I'm not, actually. This is the least amount of fun I've had on this. I prefer
really?
It when it's on Zoom. Yeah,
that's
I've
what decided. Everyone says, because it's not... first of all, again, I'm trying really hard to be mean to your face. It's really difficult.
Thanks.
But I think I'm succeeding, and it's hard to
I think I'm succeeding.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being mean on your
I'm
behalf.
I'm wondering if you would be a guest host.
Oh, I would love to.
Not now, but like I'm saying, if I need one, you've kind of captured the tone perfectly and you've never heard the show.
Great.
I feel like I'd also be a really good guest host.
Shut up. Gwyneth Paltrow hilariously admits that she uses her under-eye masks during meetings. Quote, sorry, not sorry.
Isn't that, Queen.
That's so funny.
That's my God.
What's an under-eye mask?
Wait, do you not? I'm so sorry. I'm actually dead ass. Do you not know?
I can, like, guess, I think.
Guess.
Like, it's... okay, hold on. It's, like, it gets rid of, like, eye bags.
Yeah.
Okay. I get the utility. And then... So she uses that in meetings?
And she's not... She's sorry, but she's not sorry. Like...
Yeah. I love her. I love my girl boss. I genuinely love her.
I wish we had one other person here. Just sort of like I had an ally.
Yeah, we need a Marika. We need an Amir. That's the other thing. I cannot stress to you guys enough. People are not going to like this episode because Amir and or Marika are not on. You guys are my actual friends. We're talking about LA references. It's shot poorly. It's in studio. This is like the recipe.
Wait,
for
can I say something though? I wonder if it'll have like a The Room-esque audience that'll find it and have fun with it.
Yeah.
Because it's so bad. It's so
that's
left
what the
of
show
center.
Is, by the way.
Oh yeah. What's the drinking game of this episode? episode okay. or the show.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. But, you know, obviously drink responsibly, George.
I didn't say what they were drinking.
Okay. Drinking liquid whatever you... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hooch.
I was going to
just say hooch.
Hooch. I guess here's the drinking, the HeadGum Podcast drinking game. You can play with any episode. Drink when I say, what's that? drink when there's a Damn Daniel sound effect. No, drink when there's a bomb drop sound effect. Drink when there's an applause sound effect. Drink when a new guest doesn't understand the show. Drink when I bring up something deeply personal about myself or y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Drink when I mention anything related to kink. Drink when I make fun of somebody who's not in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And drink when a theme song goes on way too long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good start.
Yeah.
But I'd like for somebody who has time on their hands to come up with a better one, because those, you know, that was all off the top.
Somebody meaning an audience member that you wouldn't pay. I'm just wondering.
My assistants are interns.
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting quality experience.
Yeah. All recipes recently tried every peanut butter to determine the best. What do you think won?
I have a strong opinion on what's the best peanut butter.
Justin's.
I couldn't disagree more. I'm now suddenly on Georgia's side. Okay.
I'm now suddenly on Georgia's side.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz. No palm oil added. All natural peanut butter crunchy.
And is that is that like spelled like the city, or is it spelled like Santa's on vacation? Well deserved, by the way.
Wait, how's the city one spelled?
S-A-N-T-A space mm-hmm. C-R-U-Z.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is S-A-N-T-A space C-R-U-I-S-E.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, the former.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I think that's what it's called. Now I'm like freaking out. It's amazing.
You look
green
calm.
Bottle.
Like, what do you mean you're freaking out?
I
like,
don't think it's called Santa Cruz. Cruz spelled like a vacation. If that
it's
was
certainly
what
not.
I was
no.
Saying.
I'm just in my head all of a sudden.
The fat
like,
ass works year round for y'all. Well, for you. And
wait, what's your favorite peanut butter? Both
I
of
like
you.
Jif. And guess what? So does all recipes.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I also
what
like
Jeffrey Jeff. Seinfeld. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, no, dude. I want you to do Jeffrey Seinfeld.
Yeah, do Jeffrey Seinfeld.
Emma! George! Peter!
Great, that was really good. Remember?
It's smooth.
Do you know Jerry Seinfeld dated a high schooler?
Yeah. He married that high schooler. Didn't
and, no. I don't think so.
No, but I was all laughing and tell you that was funny.
I think at
I
that point
that
someone
true.
Would have said stop.
No, I thought that he married somebody who he dated very young. And
do you know Emmanuel Macron married his teacher?
That Ooh. I did know, yes.
President of France? Ever heard of it?
I would know because I'm obsessed with Europe.
Yeah. I'm pissed because you went from this Italiaphile persona, non grata, by the way. And now you're shifting into like a Francophile thing.
I don't know.
Hey, Jefferson.
I don't know if I'd ever go full Francophile. The French scare me. I'm visiting my friend who is a pastry chef who lives in Paris. Well,
okay. This is perfect for the segment that's going to come later. Because what is that? What is your
what
life?
What is a pastry chef?
No, your life is crazy. Like, I feel like there's parts
you
of
you always
life-
do have friends where it goes, huh?
I'm surprised George has friends.
No,
that you have
it's just
a
like,
French
who are they?
Chef friend. I've never fucking heard of this person.
This is my friend Connor. I've known him since high school.
That I mean, and that's the wild card is that it's often a high school friend who's gone on to do something awesome.
People from Ohio are end up doing cool things.
Well, they end up leaving the state.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
According to a recent study, ants apparently are masters of detecting breast cancer early. Thoughts?
Ants Would like you your parents... Like,
that's funny. We won't get a better joke than that. Per the Idaho Statesman, this Idaho restaurant made Yelp's top 100 places to eat.
Can I say one thing about ants detecting breast cancer? I know you said we're not going to get a better joke than that, and this isn't a joke. It just sort of feels relevant. My cousins, who are in England, who I mentioned already, I have an aunt. The aunt lives there also. She has breast cancer. So, to some extent...
I pressed the button before you said
it. I saw that. I watched.
What that was.
I watched you press it. And then I heard press it.
I am sorry about that.
I literally watched that play out in real time.
They think they've gotten most of it removed, but last I spoke to her over the like the holiday break, she's like, I don't know, I think I gotta go in for some more stuff.
I hope this isn't a joke that you're doing.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. I just thought it was relevant after the joke about ants and breast cancer. I was like, well, I would be remiss if the family I talked about in England, I didn't mention that I have an aunt who has breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's doing okay.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I'll report back when I go on my trip.
I think people will love this episode.
So what was this about the girl being on fire?
Play
the sound. Play the sound again.
Per the Idaho Statesman,
sure.
This Idaho restaurant made Yelp's top 100 places to eat. Swallow your pride, Boise. Izzy's Comfort Kitchen of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, was named the 43rd best place to eat in America.
Mm.
No Boise restaurant has ever made the list. What do you guys think?
Major upset.
Yeah.
Boise's supposed to be cool.
I've heard Boise's cool.
Sure. From who?
From Jake and Amir, actually.
Mm.
Another high school friend, I don't talk to this one as much anymore, moved to Boise. Seems to be doing pretty well based on Instagram. Doing a lot of.
Where have you been in the country that you... That you like, that's like random, that it'd be like, you know what, you know where is actually a cool place to go is this place?
It's a really good question. And if you guys have answers, I'd love to hear yours first. But my immediate reaction is like, and it's not that people don't assume that this area is cool, but I think it's cooler than people even think it is. And that's like upstate New York, like Ulster County, Kingston, Woodstock. I think it's awesome and I want all my friends to move there.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're gonna be on a commune in Woodstock. Is the vibe.
That'd be ideal. I mean, There's the Birdcliff Institute where you can like apply for an artist's residency. So I've considered, especially if something bad happens in my life, you know, like a tragedy, I lose a friend or like I lose a lover, you know, whether that's to like another career that takes them out of the state or the country, or whether that's you moving to Italy. I don't know. Maybe I'll move to Woodstock and do an artist residency for this podcast.
I thought you were saying like if you lose someone, because then you'll have like a muse of sorts to produce art at the
residency. No, I just won't have anyone to hang out with. Because I'm not interested, by the way, in expanding my circle beyond what I have.
No.
Sure.
Keep your circle small. Because especially when you have... Sorry, now I'm getting excited and angry. Like when you are ascending to the heights that I aspire to, It's going to get lonelier and lonelier the longer you go on.
Sure.
Sorry, let me finish. And it's like you have to make sure that you keep your friends close and you keep your circle small. Yeah, exactly right. And so
if your friends are close, where are your enemies?
And it's who can you trust, you know? Mm-hmm. And who's going to be there? One second. And it's who's going to be there for you. Sorry, one second. Okay. And it's like, who's going to be there for you, like, you know, because you wasn't with me.
You haven't said a complete sentence.
So you haven't let me finish. So
I was, actually, and then you were sort of being
just one them. Second, actually. So basically, it's like the higher you ascend, the you know, you look
what
around.
If I started
and, sorry,
choking.
Excuse me, just one second, because it's like, who do you trust? Because you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. You know what I mean?
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
That's a Drake lyric about how, yeah, like his new friends. Yeah. Emma?
No, I agree with every single thing you said. I've never felt more connected to someone or something in my whole life. Jeffrey, you have a huge fucker.
Sorry, it's just...
I wouldn't have said anything. It was straight long, and it came to you.
Sorry, I did a lot of blow last night. TJ Holmes can't stop grinning amidst affair allegations. Is it gone?
Yeah, the booger's gone.
It's just, yeah.
Who's TJ Holmes?
He's the Good Morning. He's a former Good Morning
America. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Yeah. So hot. He couldn't be hotter. She couldn't be hotter. They're still together. They're still grinning. Is that what we're telling?
Well, he can't stop grinning. So I assume
they're still
that they're
together.
Still, you know, yeah.
Do you know about this?
No.
Okay, so I was obsessed with this. So Good Morning America, you've heard of it?
Yeah, GMA.
Yeah. So the two head people, the like Meredith Vieira and Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
But of Good Morning America.
Okay. Married.
Both married separately.
Okay.
Started having an affair.
Oh.
But what was like so fun about it was like the way they did not give a shit to hide it at all. In like all of these videos, it is them blatantly flirting on camera.
Oh my gosh.
And like doing these like for Instagram videos where they're like doing bits with each other and like they're clearly fucking.
Is there a supercut?
I'm sure.
There probably is out there.
And then as soon as it came out that they were like fucking and like having an affair, they just like kept hanging out in public. And like having so much fun together, and like being like cutey, and like hanging like him being behind her, like wrapped around her on like a ledge.
Oh my gosh. My question is like, where do you go from hosting GMA? Like, because they got fired, by the way. That's the
episode. They'll get like, which is so crazy
for having the affair.
Yeah,
which is so dumb because, like, the numbers I'm sure went wild. Went up. After
yeah,
that.
I mean, I hadn't thought about Good Morning America.
They had to
years.
Been like fully diddling each other under the desk.
No.
Ew, George.
What?
No, they were in love. They were
I think they were
love.
In love. When you're in love, you would diddle each other on the
Ew,
desk.
Stop saying
no, it's
diddle.
That it's like a national broadcast network show, and so they want to, you know, appear Puritan.
I think that he starts his own like podcast.
Oh yeah,
TJ.
I think that's what's gonna happen.
Please, I'd love to have you on the show. Honestly,
they're also so rich. Like he'll write a book.
He'll rent a boat.
Yeah. He'll just, like, hook up with his hot co-host.
Sorry.
Oh, you apologize? What is it?
Might as well just grin and bear it. The bear selfie has arrived.
Oh, my God. He's just
Boulder,
like me for
Colorado,
real.
Colorado, seemingly taking his cue from Madonna. Normally, the city of Boulder open space and mountain parks trail cams capture bears scratching or eating or giving viewers a rear view, but sometimes the bears investigate the cameras. And out of 580 images captured by one trail cam,
about 400 were bear selfies. So obviously the bear was looking for, you know, the right angle.
Full-on frontal side profile. This one is giving me Lolita, noted one viewer.
This one is giving me
I feel
Lolita.
Pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay.
That's what demure.
We don't even know if this bear is a girl or a boy.
I can't say for sure.
It didn't take
well,
that.
That's exactly, yeah.
And just like with human selfies there were rejects, a paw instead of a face. Wildlife experts never know which critters will trigger their motion-activated cameras. Be it a wild turkey, a prairie dog, a leaping fox, or a howling coyote. And now we're howling over 400 bear selfies, playing an actress trying to come out of hibernation.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Maybe not that close-up. And quit baring your tongue. Genimos, CNN.
I have a note. That could have been cut a minute. I could have pulled a minute from that clip.
You know what? Usually, because Genimos is my favorite CNN anchor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And usually her stuff is pretty tight.
Yeah, she left a lot in there.
Yeah.
You think it was a slow day, so we're filling the hour?
I mean, if it was a slow day, I feel like they would have spent more time editing it, right? So, like, I feel like it was probably a really
So was it a girl or a gay guy? Bear.
Why do you ask?
No, I'm just...
And those are the only options?
Yeah. Straight guys don't take selfies. Guys, don't turn on...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This is a segment I like to call Breaking Story with Jory.
Is this a recurring segment?
We'll see how it goes. This is the first time I brought it up.
Got it.
But I think it has the potential to be.
I mean, this would go to my recording guest hosting campaign.
I got asked to guest host.
I know, but I think I'd be a pretty good, make a pretty good run.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's so funny. I thought that was a picture of you. And then I just let you misspelled your
George
own name.
Thinks all mixed race guys look the same.
This is fucked up. You're a self-hating bi. Racial.
This sucks. What did you say about me?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You know, I'm just, let's just say I'm glad it's Elise.
The lease of the apartment we live in together.
No, that place is great.
It's okay.
So this is Breaking Story with Jory. Jory being like, because you know how like, you know, it's like Rami, you know?
Seinfeld, you know, if you had your multicam.
In theory, it would be George, because that's my name.
Yeah, but, you know, Americans see George spelled with an S, and they instantly think it's...
Do you know I called him George's?
Yeah. Well, who is it? Is it...
like, to your face, and I was being so nice. I was, like, trying to introduce you to a bunch of people, yeah. And I kept calling you Georges.
Who called you Gorgeous Georges? Was that Shelby or your fight master?
Fight... Yeah. Fight does. And then my friend Cinnamon Frost.
Breaking Story with Jory. So, yes, if you sold a show where you're, you know, in it, starring in it, it's a multicam, it's kind of cheesy... I think it would be called Jory.
Can I tell a different story?
It
sort of relates to Jory. It's like quick.
Yeah.
I'll be really quick with it. And then you can explain what this segment is.
Okay, great.
I was like buying a suit and I like the one that was being pushed
on
me.
That's so you.
It was very me. I had the guy at Bloomingdale's like hold it for me and I was like, I'm not going to come back to get this, but he had helped me for so long. I felt bad. And he's like, what name should I put it under? And I was like, George. And I spelled out my name, G-E-O-R-G-E-S. And I watched what he typed and he put in G-O-R-E-E. Gory. So pretty close. You're gonna hit me with the wine.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the wine van.
You did tell me that story, and it is very funny to me. So maybe it would be gory, but I still think spelled this way.
I had my freshman year in high school bio teacher was named Mr. Gory.
Okay.
He's dead. Before anyone pushes any sounds, he did die.
Stop bringing up depressing shit.
This girl is on fire.
On this silly little podcast that Jeffrey's trying to do.
Breaking story with Gory. So I brought this up too because A, you work in TV writing. You are, and then also your personal life, in my opinion, is kind of like a sitcom. And it's kind of like that classic sitcom where it's like, there's no way this would happen.
I'm so afraid where this is going. Continue.
I just thought we could break some story for like Gory.
I love it.
So the show's called Gory, right? Spelled G-E-O-R-Y, right? And so it's
It's very, they're right behind me, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So let's say this is like episode 318, right? We know the show. We know the characters.
This is a 24 episode series.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, we got an order. Network or?
This is going to be network.
Fox. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a Netflix multicam.
That is such a specific vibe.
Yeah, called Gory. Sure. Okay. This is episode 318, so we are in the midst of the show. We know what it is. Who are the characters, first of all? Let's get our cast.
Okay.
There's Gory.
There's Gory. Well, Gory gets introduced last.
Wait, sorry. Is it, how old is he? Are we in high school? We're 27.
Okay, got it.
This is your current life.
Oh, this is my current life, and it's real, so you want me to like list real people in my life? Mm-hmm.
It's his boss.
My boss.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan. Gore.
Which we are going to maybe need to change the name just so people don't get confused, because you're Gory.
Right.
I think it's interesting. My name, George, has a soft G.
Sure.
And you're... You've also changed it from Gory to Jory over the course of, like, this record alone. You've changed your own pronunciation.
Breaking story with Jory.
So there's Jory and Dan Gore.
Why isn't it called Breaking Jory? Because I'm sort of breaking at the seams. The segment. Oh, got it. The segment is called Breaking Story.
We're breaking story.
Breaking Jory is
for the show Jory. I'm up to speed.
Leaving your persona, again, non grata, of Jory, because then it would be like Breaking
What
Amish.
Do you think persona non grata means?
It means you're not welcome on the set of your own goddamn show if you shed the identity of Jory, because that's what sold the show and that's what brings in the listeners.
I think it's more interesting to me to also think about what the drama is making Jory.
Right.
In like a Larry Sanders way.
Yeah. Do I run my own room?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's like Larry Sanders meets, what's the Rachel Bloom show? That was like so good. I loved it.
Crazy Ex?
No, the new one on Hulu. I literally loved it so much.
Oh, reboot?
Best show on television. Best show of all time. Legitimately best show of all time.
Well, you haven't seen Jory. So let's break some story. This is just, we are in the writer's
room. It's like
Keegan-Michael
Key and Judy Greer were like, fucking. They have no chemistry. Loved it.
What arouses you? Two people with no chemistry.
That was my least favorite part of the show. Rachel Bloom. Okay. We're breaking story. So do you want us to... Wait, so are you saying you want us to just pitch George's real life?
I mean, are you guys ready to do the segment?
Yeah, I want to
do your little
No. Jeffrey, I want to do the segment. But are you saying that we're pitching George's real life?
No, okay, so this...
You guys like, really re-explain the conceit of the segment.
I made a whole graphic to make it clear.
And it is...
I want...
Both. I'm just like, is it his wacky boss or it's like real boss Dan Gore?
It's based on true events in your life.
But we're making it a bit wacky, fun for network.
For me.
Sure. Got it.
For the comedy. Because ultimately it's not a documentary. It's a sitcom.
I think it'd be fun if Jory's like always slipping.
Am I doing that in real life? Am I
clumsy? No, we just said that we're expanding it for network. Like, we just said we're making it broad. And I feel like nothing's funnier than someone slipping. I thought I was doing this segment perfectly. I thought I just came up with, like, a really good pitch.
I guess I don't know where the lines of fiction and reality are.
They can be anywhere. There are no wrong ideas.
So I think him slipping all the time.
What if I'm a family man?
It's really funny.
What do you mean? You don't have a family. It's based on your real life.
Yeah, but I'm not always slipping.
Yeah, but you're always getting in trouble.
Yeah, but like you could be 27, single, and not have a family and slip. And that's like within the bounds of the possibility.
Right.
You don't have a kid, so we're not going to give you a kid. You don't have a wife or anything.
What if he's always like staining his shirt?
That's funny.
I'm not. All right.
No, say your piece.
Stop screaming.
Ultimately, you are the one who has to be on camera. Like, this is Jory. And like, this is the kind of thing that, by the way, like, New Yorkers are going to gather in Times Square or whatever right. The Cincinnati equivalent is.
If I have Fountain Square, I would say if I'm the star of the show, it's episode 318 and people are loving it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we could not speak in hypotheticals, mm-hmm. That'd be great. Because okay. It is episode 318.
So it's episode 318. People have been loving the show.
Loving it, by the way, like, you know, in today's numbers. So it's still
something. There's an audience.
Yeah, it's
but...
not at an 8. You're at a 1.
So could I be like in the way that, like, The Rock insists that he can't lose in any of his things. Can I?
He says he can't lose.
He can't lose, and they have to be pro-war.
What?
Wow.
Did you just make that up?
Sorry, pro-the army, I should say, which is to some extent pro-war.
Wait,
no, that's
what do you mean
real.
They all have to be pro-the army?
Like, you can't have
What about the tooth fairy?
That's funny.
They just can't say anything bad about the military. The military has to be, like, really awesome. Have you guys heard?
Is it wrong? I think he's hot, The Rock.
I think.
Are you supposed to sexualize him?
I think he's utterly sexless. I think in that movie he did with Gal Gadot, where they're in love, is like, I've never seen two just smoother, ungenital
like Ken dolls?
People. Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like.
And would you say he is an uncut gem?
Yeah.
I'd say he's pretty cut.
Okay.
This girl is on.
Because you had a bad. You haven't broken any story.
Wait, I've pitched two character traits about him.
She's pitched really good stuff.
We need the cast.
I actually haven't been really active in the room.
Here's what you need to do. You need to say who our cast is.
Okay. I would say you two are featured players.
Okay, but don't say you two. Like, be like, okay, there's blank, the blank.
Yeah.
Like, there's George Costanza.
Okay.
You know,
kind of loser dweeb,
you know.
God. Say Jew.
There's Kramer the
I guess the I think awesome. It's really cool if I'm like what if I'm like learning
who are the characters George
who are the characters
name us name, describe
you
us
you just like
George describe
yes,
us
you know
yes.
Have you ever seen a multicam shoot
George describe I, us describe us
it's like and playing this guy is like
describe
Marcel.
Us in describe us in multicam character lingo. That's what we're asking for.
Okay, I would say...
And you go from the least featured to the main characters.
Okay.
And let's get
go
six.
Least featured, and six. I'm one of the six?
Yes.
You're number one on the call sheet.
Okay, I'm number one on the call sheet. We'll go... Oh, okay.
George's wacky neighbor, Kelby. That's our landlord.
He lives above us. It sounds fake when I had to register that is really our landlord.
And he truly is the most normal guy.
Yeah, he does not look like a Kelby. He's like, he just gardens and he wears shorts when it's too cold.
Yeah.
That's very Philly.
Okay. I think structurally, it's like you have your me character. You would have the will they, won't they type.
Which is who?
I'm getting there. I'm filling the archetypes first, and then we're working backwards.
Yeah.
I think then we have our, like, a pair of characters that is a couple,
mm-hmm.
and then a pair mm-hmm. of characters that are wild cards. You're Joey and Phoebe, so to speak.
You think that's us? I think I'm kind of predictable.
Well, yeah, but you're...
In the show, Jeffrey, like, we're talking more making up characters.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, I didn't let me finish.
But, like, I think the C stories you would get up to would be very easy to write. It'd be like, Jeffrey goes to a kink party, or Jeffrey jerked off so
it's a little
hard
Joey.
He has to go to the
Joey's
hospital.
Wait, you are Joey and I am Phoebe.
I've never seen Friends.
What?
What? But what about the show?
Stupid. Wait, for real?
I've never seen it.
An episode.
You should watch an episode of Friends.
I'm not like, oh my God, it's going to change your life, but it's crazy you haven't seen it.
I know. I just, at this point, it's like, I don't want to.
Mm.
Part of me wants Jeffrey to love it. Like, I think when people love Friends, I find it like a little saccharine. But if Jeffrey came in like having really fallen for it and was saying like, how you doing?
No, that was me. I watched like The Godfather for the first time like a month ago. And my personality for 4 days was The Godfather is so good.
My Friends was a show you introduced me to when I had COVID.
And it's, I don't even remember the name of it.
The Unicorn, the greatest show of all time.
Walton Goggins.
The funniest comedy ever to live. This show wishes it could be The Unicorn. I was bringing The Unicorn up in meetings, being like, it's the greatest comedy of all time.
I would have loved to be on the fucking Unicorn. Great cast. Okay, let's get into it. Let's just break
Who are we?
You've only said archetype. Who are the characters?
Yeah, I said it was you. I said it's Jeffrey is like our Joey Tribbiani. You are our tells it like it is. No nonsense.
Stay Jewish.
Figuring. No.
She's coming up with callbacks and catchphrases. She gets the show.
I get
HeadGum Podcast?
Yes.
Wow.
Both of us don't get Jory because so far nothing about Gory has come up.
We're building from the bottom up.
No, like, but you keep saying that you're not doing anything about
it. And what
it.
I'm not liking
I don't
want to
talk about my personal life really on this
what
show.
What I'm not liking is I'm number six in the culture.
I'm delaying getting to the will they won't they. I don't want to talk about that part of my life.
Okay, then
you didn't have to bring up that archetype.
Yeah, you brought up the archetype. Just we don't like that.
That's, you got to anchor. Every sitcom has that anchor. I'm not going to deny that that has to be part of it.
The Unicorn didn't.
Yeah.
The you could also be a point player. Is that he's like single and hot.
Yeah, which is so funny because he's such a big forehead, but he is really hot. But veneers. But there wasn't like a consistent will they won't they.
Well, and how long did that show last?
2 seasons.
Let's get rid of the will
just
they
feel
won't
like
they.
Shows that last a while have like a really good anchor of a will they won't they.
Whatever. Cast
the
fucking
Office,
show.
Friends. Seinfeld didn't.
We have 4 minutes and...
of the whole podcast left.
Yeah.
Wait, what other segments?
The show
do you
is
have?
Going very well until this.
Yeah, is it wrong to blame him?
No. We said very simply, cast the show.
Okay, you didn't say it very simply.
He did. He did.
Okay, like with real stars?
Who the characters
maybe you
are,
as the host should pick up on that we need to switch segments. He's not biting. He's not doing a good job. Oh, this is
I guess
them.
Like
this
a Jennifer it. Aniston type. And then I would guess like
friends.
A Matt
You're
LeBlanc.
Casting Friends. You've got 2 wild cards, okay. And it's me and Emma?
Yeah, you guys.
And then you have a couple. Who's that? What
a
couple?
And I would, okay, in my the ones that came to mind were like, I would say you guys are 3 and 4 on the call sheet, and then the couple would be like an Eli and Andy. Those
okay,
are like
our
a,
friends Eli and
Eli
Andy.
Makovetsky and Andy, and I want to say her last name is Corbin.
I don't know either of those people.
And then... The will they won't they.
The will they won't they, I think...
You should rewrite, and we should not talk about it, and we should add a different character.
Yeah, okay, well, I think it's like... maybe then it's just like a family member who's like invasive.
It's like your mom.
Yeah, it's my fucking mom.
Oh, I was gonna say Margot.
Oh, that's fun too. Like she's visiting, and it's like I gotta adapt.
She can't
to
visit
younger.
The whole. Did she move in?
Well, yeah, she's moved in, so which is in the whole. That's actually the conceit of Joey, the spinoff of Friends. I think like he moves in with his cousin, Andrea Anders.
This could have been a fun segment.
He fucked it up.
Am I?
Maybe the pilot, and if we're going to back up for a second, the pilot is that you're...
Yeah, sorry, we were breaking episode 318.
I know, okay, but that
George's,
has not worked out.
To George's credit.
That has not worked
that
out.
That was tough, I guess.
it just has not worked out. the pilot is Margot, who is, at this point, a famous musician under the name Girl George.
Oh, it's like Cheers. So you meet Sam, and you also have Diane. And Diane is Margot, who's coming in, and then Diane becomes a part of the bar. So Margot becomes a part of this crew
right,
of yours
right,
in
right.
East
this,
LA.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But it's a thing where, because Margot, your sister, operating under the name Girl George as a musician. That's a solo project.
let's say that she's starting to get some traction this year, right? You're writing the pilot this year. You're getting traction in Hollywood as a writer.
Right.
You sell the show as a writer-actor.
With her attached.
With her attached, because she's kind of like this like King Princess level artist, right? That people do know, but she's also on the rise. So think Billie Eilish when she was, what, 16, 15? And so like there's heat, and you know it's going to go up. It's almost guaranteed. She's attached, and as you rise as a Seinfeld level star, she rises as a Billie Eilish type, and like the
we're learning from each other.
And the show is her getting famous, and you guys have to deal with that.
Right, the more famous we get, and then
there was that famous episode, season two, I think it was episode 7, where she gets canceled.
Oh yeah, she gets canceled, and it was a big thing.
Yeah, Margo.
Yeah, and that.
What did she get canceled for? Wearing a Native American headdress.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then saying a slur of a different race.
So that's the A story.
That's the A story.
Margo gets canceled.
Yeah, the B story is you guys think I need to get out there more, like dating-wise.
Like the unicorn.
So you guys, and then you guys start competing.
We're Michaela Watkins and Rob Corddry from the unicorn.
Yes. And also, can we cast the rest? So it's you playing you, your sister Margo, girl George, playing her, and then us playing each other.
Who's wait, but I have a question.
Yeah.
Let's cast who plays you. Let's cast who plays me.
Who plays me? I'd like to play me. I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't want to play me.
Then who plays you?
Who do I look like?
Do you want us to say people who are Jewish, or are you going to point that out and make a big...
No, you can do what you want to do, and I'll decide what I want to say back.
Jenny Slate.
I mean, sure, she's hot.
She's a fun cast, I think, for that.
But she's curly hair.
Honestly, I would take Jenny Slate. And then, for me, it can just she can reunite with Ben Schwartz, and then Ben can do brownface.
He's allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really makes that episode about getting canceled super interesting. it's self-aware, but missing it by that much.
Do you remember when the Always Sunny episode, Rob McElhenney did blackface to make fun of Tropic Thunder?
I don't, but that's really...
Are you guys not Always Sunny heads?
I am, but I haven't seen that episode.
Who plays Eli and Andy? Because they cannot play...
No, they're not going to play... They're not going to play
themselves.
They are
not charismatic enough. No, I think Eli's played by... Oh, my gosh. Who's like a Tim Baltz type?
That's bad casting.
You're not... Okay.
Wait, we're all our age, and then all of a sudden it's Tim
Baltz. What the fuck?
Sorry, no, I actually cast Jenny Slate, who's... Like, they can all play younger.
Eli's going to be Timothée Chalamet doing his first, like, steady TV gig, and he's kind of selling out.
Okay, and then Andy is going to be...
Kendall Jenner.
You're giving Timothée Chalamet number 5 on the call sheet below George.
Sorry, but, like, I'm making 30 an episode. I'm making $30,000 an episode.
That's pretty low.
That's really low.
That's really low.
So well,
low.
I haven't done much.
It's so low.
It's 24 episodes. I'm making $500,000 a fucking year, Emma.
That's
Timothy
still,
can
that's
get 2 so million.
Low. It's so low. Like you got to drop your reps.
We have to fucking wrap this up. What's the C story? Timmy and Kendall.
Timothée Chalamet and Kendall Jenner.
They're trying to find a third, and the third is Walton Goggins.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, that feels like more like a you story. It feels like it's out of character. I think they're going through like some sort of couple issue.
I know, but when I'm at a kink party, I'm in my bag. Like, I'm in my comfort zone, so it's not funny. Trying to find a third, they're out of their comfort
zone. Right, but you're helping me out of my comfort zone by bringing me to a kink party anyway. So
and how do I bring you out of your comfort zone?
You would offer, what would you real life offer me if you were like, oh,
you
George needs
him,
to get back?
I fuck you.
You guys, Eiffel Tower, you're not good. This is maybe not going to make the show. This is a multicam.
There are no wrong ideas.
Wait. Are you saying what would I do to get you out of your comfort zone?
If you're like, George, you need to put yourself out there more, what would you make me do? Jeffrey would take me to a kink party, which is like, that would certainly be putting myself out there. What would real life you do?
You help him buy these pants.
Yeah, we do a little shopping montage.
We do a shop. You give me a makeover.
Because I'm a girl. I'm a girl and I love to shop. Yeah. Girls shop.
And then
you've been anti-Semitic and you've been anti-woman.
I'm both. I don't believe women.
I've been anti-mixed race. You have. I've been clean for the first time ever on this show.
I think I've been clean.
Plugs. We got to wrap this shit up. You have a heart out and
what time
didn't
is
go
it?
Very well. What's that?
What time is it?
12:24.
Oh yeah.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Let's start with Emma.
Okay. You People just came out on Netflix. I watched it last night. It's fun. It's fine. I watched an hour of it.
Did you work on that show?
No.
You're just plugging something?
Yeah.
Cool. You don't want to plug your social media?
No.
You're private.
No. I'm not private. I'm public. They can find me. What else? What else? Shotgun Wedding came out. I haven't watched it yet.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
Yeah, that is a lot of it.
It's just like, because I like to have like the, you know, the ground clearance to show a little bit of, you know, ankle. But then when you sit, it's just, you don't ever want to see the calf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, can I plug marinating chickpeas?
You may not. George?
Did I understand the segment? I'm just saying that's the thing people should do.
Is marinate chickpeas.
Take two cans of chickpeas, a half a cup of olive oil, some white wine vinegar, and chop up some garlic, salt, pepper. Let it sit there.
I don't know if I've ever been mad at you. You're like a friend where I don't think I've ever had a reason to be mad at you. I'm pissed right now. For this plug.
I'm just saying, I care more about people knowing that that is a possibility.
Than
saying anything about me. I have nothing to plug. Just life. And be present and feel your feelings and go, you know, smell fresh air.
Upkabapasane.
What was that?
Upkabapasane.
It's mm-hmm. somebody from some Indian media in Hindu being like, please don't go.
Okay, George, what are you talking about?
I'll promote my food Instagram. It's food, the word, George Saba, my name, GeorgeSSaba.
Jeff, you're so mad.
If you're watching things on Peacock, you should watch Killing It. It's a funny show. We have a second season coming out soon. And then Grand Crew, the second season, available on NBC or Peacock, premieres in April.
How about you?
At Jeffrey GM is on Instagram. At Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. And
also you can take dinosaur kale and rip it off, massage
Thank
it.
Thank you guys for watching this episode of the HeadGum Podcast.
You're like really walking us through a way to
Thank
make
you
a great
song. For bearing
sound.
With them.
Jeffrey, I have a real question before we wrap. What do you think of New Review Review? Do you think it's better?
I think it's really good. I think it's better.
You think it's better?
I think it's better than...
I don't listen to it, but...
I think it's great. Yeah. Also listen to the New Review Review.
Yeah. I feel like you should throw to that more. Just notice that you were
saying...
That's
so rude of you to put him on that spot.
He put me on the spot this whole time. You guys have only been rude to me.
We had Riley and Alfred on last week to plug the show.
Yeah. They're not here right now.
Yeah, okay, listen to the New Review Review.
I want you
it's
to
very
know...
funny. Their chemistry is great. I think it's not maybe not better, but I think it's different in a new, exciting way.
I like the fact that I'm on better. This show. Like, what are you saying behind my frickin' back?
What did you just say?
Wait, why did
oh,
you?
Oh, also
just...
watch Gory on what is it on? It's on.
You said Netflix.
Fox. Oh, Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Well, Netflix is weirdly enough the production company, and then the studio is Expedia.
Right. And then the network is...
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the platform? So would it not just be...
Paramount Plus.
Oh, Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Wait, it's on Freevee.
Wait. I just thought of a better James Bond.
Okay.
And I know he was in the last one, but wouldn't it be really fun for Rami Malek? I saw a tweet this morning that was like, we got to stop taking pictures of this man.
Of Rami Malek? That's really funny.
He's like... There's a tweet that's like, Rami Malek's energy is so unsettling, you scaring the host.
I could go for another hour. I'll move my doctor appointment.
Jeffrey on the break asked if I microdosed because I'm being so giggly.
Is that what you guys talked about by my back?
Mm-hmm. No, we were going to make fun of your car.
And then you brought him in a coffee, which was really nice of you.
So we didn't.
So we felt that.
Well, because Emma was like, what should we like jointly make fun of George for as a runner? That like he doesn't know we talked about saying, and then you brought me
and
coffee.
You
so
brought
it didn't
in
happen.
His coffee, which was really nice.
Anyway, I don't know where I'm gonna cut here, so I'll just say that's Dawes, just in case we keep this all in. But that's, I'm probably gonna cut way before this.
No. I think
probably before Gory.
I think we'll probably.
It's a 27-minute episode. Thank you.
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.